Former Champaign Mayor Dan McCollum and Champaign Representative Rick Winkle held three or four meetings over a period of weeks looking for ways to avoid what could become a million-dollar campaign. 2 years ago, Winkle was involved in just such a House race. While they agreed on a combined spending cap of just over $230,000, the deal fell apart in the details. McCollum insisted all spending be counted toward the $115,200 limit, both from within and outside the campaign, money spent on the candidate's behalf by third parties. Winkle says that would have put him and McCollum at the mercy of others.
The huge part of the problem here was not so much that we distrust each other. What I know, though, is the problem is having any sort of control, either one of us, over third parties who may attempt to intervene in a big way in the closing weeks of a campaign. And that would be a violation, but you'd have a violation really without any sort of meaningful remedy. That's something we really struggled with.
Illinois law allows for unlimited outside involvement. State parties routinely give an excess of $200,000 to candidates in key races. Cindy Canary is program director for the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform.
Until the final days of the election, that information isn't readily available. So, if one candidate says, I won't take these large contributions, the opponent has to take it on faith that the candidate is abiding by their word.
That's because Illinois' disclosure laws keeps everyone in the dark during key campaign months, July, August, September, and part of October. Still, McCollum was willing to take the risk, but he had difficulty with contribution limits proposed by Winkle, $5,000 limits on state party and political action committees, $1,000 for individuals, and half from within the district. McCollum says that was not fair.
Main focus of my whole effort here was to try to limit overall spending. I don't think there's any question. Rick just didn't want me to have equal resources to conduct a campaign.
Democrat McCollum hoped for a level playing field. In over 90% of Illinois races, the candidate who raises the most money wins, and most of the time it's the incumbent. While there's no incumbent in this race, Winkle has high visibility as a sitting legislator. McCollum estimates he could raise around $60,000 under Winkle's plan, but some Democrats say that figure is low, and even Republican Winkle says his opponent could raise more.
I think it's something that the Democrats should do locally, and I think that certainly they would, I don't want to encourage them too much, but I think that they could raise a lot more than what my opponent thinks.
McCollum and Winkle also couldn't find a fair penalty. They say while they trusted in one another, there needed to be tangible consequences should the agreement be broken. Canary says that's typically when attempts at reaching campaign finance deals fall apart.
What candidates often feel is that when they enter into these agreements or they try to enter into these agreements, they often break down midstream with a lot of name calling. And there isn't really kind of a neutral arbitrator to work things out and sort of manage the hurdles of conducting a campaign under these kinds of agreements.
Winkle says he doubts under current law many candidates can overcome the hurdles he and McCollum faced. And he adds in the current political climate there's no incentive to change the system, one that favors incumbents. Without a deal, both Winkle and McCollum are positive they'll be outspent by one another. That could lead to the rush for cash that they were trying to avoid. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.